Data sharing of uploading into that.
Oh, the sharing data is pretty much you get, you have a search that goes and looks at their partition of data and grabs the pieces that they're allowed to see and then shows it on their screen.
You can set your parameters for permission. It's not, you're not wide open, not, you're not sharing the same data.
No, in fact, they said he basically said we would be very much against anybody going in and just being able to read the whole case file.
Or are you talking about, so when your staff types in the information, how does it get to the cloud? And then how is it shared? Is that my question?
I'm just wondering if, is that gonna mean more additional work in terms of that?
No,
It'll be seamless, right?
Yeah, pretty much, as you type it, it saves it. And it's up there and it's in your own little partition of data.
And then that's when.
And if anybody needs to see that, they only get to search and see what you've given them.
If there's a breach, where does the liability end on that again?
That's what the contract will say.
That's up to the contract, I think. Cause any system can be hacked. Even very secure government systems have been hacked. Amazon has been hacked. Local jurisdictions have gotten people into their systems from outside. So if there is that possibility, it should be responsible if stuff gets taken. That's the contract thing, I believe. It's as secure as you can. It's one of the most secure systems you can get in the cloud, but it isn't proof of against anything. Nobody can guarantee that. So that's part of the issue, is that you have to, who's responsible if it gets, if data gets taken out of it or hacked into it or whatever.
That's why I'm gonna send, you had stepped out, we're waiting for you guys to work out all the bugs with the prosecutor, but if it's okay with you, if I can, is it Lisa that we have a copy of the contract?
All right, we move on to the next one. Other business, our Regional 1 UPC representative. Congratulations on your reelection.
I would have liked a little more pomp and circumstance in the notes. I just got one line, but I would like to thank all those that made this possible for me to run. Thank you.
That's it? That's all you've very accepted?
That's all I've got.
You gotta thank all the little people?
Yeah, we should have highlighted. I wish there was a little more yellow highlighting there, but no, it's a pleasure serving with you folks and glad for the opportunity.
I don't know how much anybody wants to hear about the continuing grandma request that we're receiving from Mr. Berkovich. I think that we're getting close to the end of it, we're hoping. Anyway, I don't know if we need to spend much time on that one.
Wouldn't think so, most of us read that if we were.
Thank you. And JRJ. This is John R. Justice. This is for those that are in the public sector that can get some grant relief from some of their student loans. Then they're required to stay in the public sector for a certain period of time. The funds have been diminishing each year. They basically cut them in half. Do we have one more year, or is next year the matching year?
No, they've gone from matching to we now have to apply. And it's going to be based on your application and needs basis, so I've got to look and see what the requirements are.
I mean, it used to be a significant amount of money, and like I said, it's not much anymore. And so we'll just have to evaluate whether it's, you know, worth staff time to even continue to participate in the program. And
this comes from a federal appropriation.
It is.
And so just as the means of reporting, about 6 months ago, as part of NDAA, there was a group of us that went up and met with our different respective state representatives in the federal system to encourage them to fund this. And it might not be a bad idea for us to reach out to our congressional delegations and ask them for their support for funding this. I think this is a very important aspect for the public service that our prosecutors do. And like you said, those funds continue to be diminished, and it's a really good return on investment for people who become public prosecutors and to encourage that. So maybe one of the things that we may want to do as a statewide thing is to reach to our congressional folks. But I met with all of our congressional delegates from our Senate to our Congress other House of Representatives and encourage them for support on that, as there was a group of people nationally who went there as well.
It's actually a larger benefit for the public defenders than it is for the prosecutors.
It is.
It's not even, I mean, it's,
yeah.
That's a given. As these we've got announced here, we only had 6 public defenders applied. They all got a significant amount of money. 24 prosecutors applied, and only 13 of those received an award. And I mean, that's one of the requirements is that the money has to be split 50-50 between prosecutors and public defenders. And of course, the numbers just don't add up to make it all that equitable. Even the public defenders realize that. But that's just the regulations on the ground. That's taken care of for another year. Right, you want to talk about the new county attorneys?
Yeah, Margaret was here. Yeah, Jerry, welcome. Don't introduce your possible.
So welcome, Judge.
Welcome, Judge. Yeah, yeah. Judge Eldridge.
I brought Perry Davis with me. He's a deputy in my office. Once I vacate the office, there'll be a process to replace me. And he's indicated that he's going to throw his hat in the ring and see that. So I'm just kind of bringing him along and introduce him to people and let him see what's happening. And we'll see what happens with the county.
Yeah, it's great. Welcome.
Welcome.
And hopefully most of you saw my email. Leon McCartney is resigning as the Wayne County Attorney as of July 1st. So there will be a new county attorney down there. And then I forgot to put on here that Rich County will be getting a new county attorney.
Gary Hewitt is resigning down from that one as well.
Just too, has he got something else going or just too hard to get up there?
No, just not enough time for hunting and fishing.
I was going to say, he's got too many hunts planned.
So what we're looking at, and what I talked to Margaret a little bit about, what Marilyn and I talked to, oh, actually, so who's up for re-election this year? Are you this year or are you next year?
All of us are on the same side.
See, that's what I thought. So we're not going to have new electeds until 2018. Okay. So what Marilyn and I were talking about is for these 4 new county attorneys is doing more of an intimate new county attorney training that we've done in the past, basically offer the same curriculum, but as opposed to, you know, like when Rob and I don't know who else that was here that was part of that new county that we did a couple of years ago, but we'll need to plan for that, and so I may be reaching out to members of the council to help facilitate that training. So we'll probably look, January 1st part when we do that after we slow down the training season. So that's it on that.
All right, thanks. And then we met, Barry came up, we met with Spence Austin and Missy Larson, Sean Rice, Chief of Staff, on Monday. And, we just felt that there's been a little bit of, it hasn't been running as smooth as it has historically, and so we just wanted to see where the issues were. It was a productive meeting. We didn't get all of the issues resolved or addressed, but I think that we laid a good foundation to be able to get those communicated. Like Bob indicated earlier, that they're telling us go ahead and use the other people in the AG's office as a resource to address some of the issues that we have, such as the contract. We'll be working through the administrative things that we've got going on. They've asked us to come up with just kind of an MOU. Just been some of the biggest areas of conflict that I've seen is, first of all, there was right at the very beginning there was an issue with the media, but I think that should be over and done with. That was just kind of a one-time deal that has been resolved. Really, the other issue that I think they're mostly concerned with was when we get into the legislative session. Sometimes we're asked questions, and whether it's, you know, Tyson or that Sedum, did I say that right?
Yes, nailed it.
Is they're given questions, whether it's being during a committee meeting or whatever, and they're just concerned that there's got to be consistency between what we're saying and the AG's office's position is if we're speaking as an assistant AG. And so it was just some of those issues, and I'm confident that we're going to be able to to get those resolved, I explained to them that when it actually comes to lobbying, that that's SWAP's role. The UPC is here to train, and that's what we want to do. All we do is carry out the training of whatever the legislature adopts. It's SWAP's role to do the other one. So I'm hoping that I've resolved some of those issues. Barry, did you have anything else that you wanted to come to mind?
No, I mean, at least they came to the table and recognized that we have had some conflicts, and they're willing to work on those with us, and that we would like to have a better relationship. So I think that's what I took from the meeting.
And I understand the uniqueness of the relationship. Sure. The UPC is housed in the AG's office, but Bob and staff answer to us as a council. But that doesn't mean that they can ignore what happens in the AG's office, because, I mean, and I don't think we've got a problem with staff being having to comply with their policies and procedures within the AG's office. If there's a conflict, we'll address those. Anything else that you want to do?
Yeah, no, just as part of the MOU, just indicate that we follow the AG's policy, recognizing that there's just a couple areas where it's different. You know, that we answer to the council. The council sets the salary for the resource prosecutors, and just, you know, clean up, make sure that we're doing a better job just, you know, with the communication. I mean, it was a really positive meeting. So I was pleased.
And we're going to continue those. We're going to do those quarterly, close to our meetings and conferences. Any questions on that? That's a good headway.
Yeah.
Any other business that needs to come before council? Next meeting, time and place?
October 4th, in conjunction with Civil Conference. Fall Conference. Yeah, Civil's 2 weeks later. Yeah, Fall Conference in St. George at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Can I ask a question about
you? Can ride a bike?
The conference starts at noonish, right? The main conference?
Yeah, the conference is at noon. Yeah, the meetings start first thing in the morning.
We're going to try to get them all done before noon. We
start at 1, actually.
No, the conference or the meetings?
No.
The conference starts at
1. Yeah, no, he was asking, yeah.
But the meetings are in the morning.
Yeah, maybe like last time when we ran over. So, was it SWAP that ran over, was it UCDAA?
I don't remember.
They did UCDAA at night.
Yeah, we did it the night before.
So it was SWAT.
SWAT that ran over.
Yeah. We want to do one at night before.
So would the night before we're meeting?
Well, that we may want to talk about that. It's
UCDAA or something, do the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or SWAP, or, you know,
that you just got, right?
But
have we not typically combined that with UAC? At the same time, because they come a month later at St. George.
Well, that's
they're in November.
Yeah, they're in November.
We plan on August 4th.
October 4th.
Sorry, I don't know why I said August. I saw an O and a G and adjourn. Maybe that's what I was looking for.
All righty.